Like millions of Americans, I did some traveling this holiday season. I flew across the country from Boston to Chicago and then on to Portland, Oregon. And on my stop over at O'Hare International Airport, as I was wandering around, quite frankly, looking for a place to plug in my phone, I was reminded of how many millions of strangers pass through airports and how many millions of private stories and secret fears and hidden pains travel along with them. But when you're in transit, whom do you turn to for spiritual support? You could try an airport chaplain. Two of them join us now. Bishop D.D. Hayes is a non-denominational pastor at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Interfaith Chaplaincy. Bishop Hayes, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome.
And also joining us from the studios of NPR in New York is Reverend Chris Piasta, a Catholic priest at JFK's Our Lady of the Skies Chapel. Reverend Piasta, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Reverend, actually, let me begin with you. JFK International Airport is, of course, massive. What's a typical day like for you? To whom do you minister and why?
It's very difficult for me to decide who the flock is, really, because it could be anybody. It could be a passenger. It could be a flying crew. It could be also an airport employee. And my task simply is to ask whether they need my help in any sense, shape, or form. Mm. That's what I do.
Do they come to the chapel, or do you move throughout the airport seeing if people
Both.
Need help? Okay.
Both. Some of them are coming to the chapel. Some of them are simply walking through the terminals. And that's where I usually am. I'm trying to look for them probably more than they are trying to look for me.
Hmm.
That's how it works.
And Bishop Hayes, what about for you? Is it a different kind of ministry because you don't know the people personally that you're speaking with? And I can't imagine you have a lot of time to really sit down with them and sort of talk through things.
Well, it depends. I think that we get to form some kind of dialogue with those employees that work here, okay? But many passengers that we run in, come in contact with, it might be a one-time situation. So we just try to make sure that if it's a one-time situation, we try to give them the best care that we can based on what their needs might be.
Mm. And Reverend Piasta, I mean, how much, you know, ministering or support can you give in, say, the 5 or 10 minutes that someone has as they're, you know, thinking about running to the next gate?
Well, as long as it takes, because we are not only talking about people who are indeed rushing to get to catch the plane. We are not only talking about flight crews. We are also talking about homeless people and people who, for whatever reason, find themselves at the airport. In my case, the longest I ministered was about 9 months.
And to whom?
Was it to a person that was simply displaced and who wanted, for all intents and purposes, go back to France, but due to the lack of any paperwork on his side, he was simply stranded at the airport for 9 months.
He was living at the airport?
Yes, he was living at the airport, yes. He, of course, didn't live in a hotel, so once every few weeks we had to replace his entire clothing. We had to place him in a hotel so that he could take a shower, so that he could shave himself. So it was a completely different set of assistance that he needed. And, of course, a lot of spiritual and maybe even psychological help that was needed.
Forgive me if this seems a rather awkward religious metaphor to use, but it sounds like he was as close to purgatory as you could get.
Maybe he was. Maybe he thought that even he was in hell. But it proves that there was a way out of this situation as well.
Mm-hmm. So that's a long-term project that you had, Reverend Piasta. Bishop Hayes, tell me about what happens when a crisis unfolds at an airport. I mean, I imagine airports, given how complex they are and how many lives are flowing through them, there are both crises, small and large, that happen every day. What's your role?
Well, yes, you're right. The crisis, anytime someone is going through any kind of displacement or frustration, to them it's a crisis. And some it might be family, might be employment, it might just be a sickness or a concern. Then when we deal with a major crisis, they call us out for any type of major catastrophe that might happen at DFW. I guess one of the most interesting story that sticks out of my mind is a flight attendant was coming from overseas back to DFW because she just lost her husband. And I was called to meet her. And while she was flying back from overseas back to DFW, her 19-year-old son got killed. So it was devastating. I had to break the news to her that not only did she lose her husband, but she just lost her son. So we tried to stay prepared and prayed up and ready to meet the challenge, whatever the need might be.
Wow.
People who are going through the airport are very vulnerable, and probably at 35,000 feet, you might be the loneliest person alive, actually. And that's why people are coming and reaching out to us when they see us or we see them.
Mm. Now, Bishop Hayes, you're senior chaplain at an interfaith chaplaincy at DFW.
Right.
And
right.
I understand that there was one time where a Jewish couple sought you out because they had experienced a major loss in their lives?
Right. I had a Jewish couple that was on their way on holiday, and as they got to Dallas as a stopover, they found out that their son committed suicide. So they sought me out to spend time with this couple while they waited for their transition to flight to get back home. And I spent an hour with them just kind of holding their hands and spending time with them and had prayer with them. And I just was glad to be there with them because they didn't ask me whether I was Jew, could I speak Hebrew. All they needed was somebody to care for them. So I held their hand and ministered to them until they got back ready to leave their flight.
Right. And the world really does flow through an airport. I understand.
Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
You even once had an encounter with a Hindu woman.
Yes, very, very interesting story. She didn't want to talk to me because she felt we were so different. So I began to let her know that, can I ask you three questions? And I began to ask her, what color is your blood? And she said, my blood is red. I said, mine is too. I said, when you guys have a birth of a baby, how do you respond? She said, we're happy. I said, we do too. I said, when somebody died in your family, how do you respond? She said, we're sorrowful. I said, we do too. I said, we got more things alike than we have common. They're different. So let's agree to disagree, but let's concentrate on the positive things that we are lacking. So it was a good conversation. She left very enlightened.
And Reverend Piasta, I guess a final question for you is what's your favorite thing about being an airport chaplain?
The unpredictability. Every day I'm coming to the airport, I face something different, and I simply call it another day at the office, whatever that is.
Well, Reverend Chris Piasta is a Catholic priest at JFK's Our Lady of the Skies Chapel. Reverend Piasta, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Bishop D.D. Hayes is a non-denominational pastor and senior chaplain for the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Interfaith Chaplaincy. Bishop Hayes, pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed the conversation.
We did too. And coming up, Terrence Blanchard, Michelle Rosewoman, Dave Douglas, names in jazz in 2013, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry, online at BrilliantEarth.com.